Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week, and regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. And if it does add value, it would mean the world to us if you would share with a friend or to rate and review our show. It makes a big difference. Recently, I was talking to my friend Alex, and he accidentally paid me the biggest compliment that he could have paid me. We were talking about the podcast and some of the content that I put out on the podcast and articles and other things that I write and do. And he said, you know, Travis, I really like your content because you take something that seems like it should be black and white and you walk through it with nuance. And for me, that's a compliment because in the financial world, everything, maybe it's the, all worlds, it seems like everything has to be black or white. You have to pick this side or that side. And there's an absolute right way to do it, and then there's the you're an idiot way. And it seems like a lot of financial people have that same perspective that either you do it the way I say or you're an idiot. Which brings us to today's question, which I receive often from people. I receive it from people that I work with directly, people on social media, just friends that I just have interactions with in life. And the question is this: Travis, if I'm paying off debt, should I stop contributing to my 401k? And so just to clarify, 401k or a 403b, depending on what sector you're working in, it's a retirement account at your work where you decide what percentage of your paycheck will go into your investment every month, every paycheck. And often your employer will also contribute to it through a match. You put in a certain amount, they put in a certain amount. And it's a retirement account that's fed directly from your paycheck before you even receive the money. So the question is, Travis, if I'm getting out of debt, should I stop contributing to my 401k? And the answers to this question range from you should never stop, you should invest as much as you can into your 401k, no matter what, to other personalities that will say you should absolutely stop investing in your 401k if you're trying to get out of debt. Those are the two polar opposite answers. And like my friend Alex often points out, it's nuanced. So I'm going to share some thoughts with you, and you can apply those to your own journey. I do have an opinion, but I want to give you enough information that you can figure out what's best for you. First, I think it depends on how bad do you want to get out of debt? Are you just casually getting out of debt slowly? Or are you just so frustrated with the debt and you want it gone so badly and you just hate it? The answer to that question matters. If you are casually getting out of debt, I would never tell somebody to stop their 401k contributions. Because if you're casually trying to get out of debt, there's no telling how long that could take. And it would be a shame if you missed out on literally years of contributing to retirement. Nobody wins in that situation. There is no win in that case. So let's just pretend you do want to get out of debt. And I would assume the people that are asking me this really do want to get out of debt. And you aggressively want to get out of debt. You hate it. You want to be done. I get it. I've been there. So the next question is, what's the match? I think the match matters. In a way, you're getting free money. When you contribute and your employer matches, you're literally getting a pay raise. If, you know, some, for example, I have clients that their employer will match 6%. So your company is literally giving you a 6% raise just for you investing in your retirement, and then they would invest right alongside you. Oh, that's good. Like, that's good. It's good to know. You need to know what your policy is. It's usually they'll match a percentage of what you match up to a certain level. For example, the company that I used to work for, they would match 75% of what I put in up to me putting 8% in. So if I put 4% in, they would put 3. If I put 6, they'd put 4.5. If I put 8, they would put 6. We need to know that. We want to know what that answer is because we want to understand the rules of the game. So that's the first step. Once you decide you do want to get out of debt. So figure out what is the matching policy. Ideally, we would invest into our 401k whatever we need to invest in order to get the match. And not a penny more. So let's just say I'm trying to get out of debt and my company will match 75% up to me investing 8%. At the most, I would invest 8%. I wouldn't invest more than 8%, but I would invest 8% to get the 6%. And I would want to do that because it is like a pay raise. It goes right to me through my investment account. And I think that matters. However, and this is the big however, it also depends on your overall situation. And a question that I ask and then we answer in my coaching is this. If you continue to invest in your 401k up to the match, how long will it take you to get out of debt? And figuring out that answer. Then you say, okay, I'm going to stop investing in my 401k. How long would it take me to get out of debt in that case? So you're running parallel scenarios. I invest up to the match. How long will it take me to get out of the debt? I'm ceasing my investment altogether. How long does it take me to get out of debt? The answer to this question is vitally important. And different people have different sensitivities to this answer. I've had situations where with clients where the answer was, it was the difference between taking 16 months to get out of debt and 18 months. It was a 2-month difference. And in that case, it kind of felt like they should just keep investing. It's 2 months. 2 months isn't going to kill us. I've had other ones where it's you know, we go from 6 months to 8 months. It's not a huge difference. It's 2 more budget cycles. However, I do have the situation that comes up, and it's usually families that have a little bit less margin to work with, meaning that contribution into your 401k really moves the needle in their personal budget. I've had situations where it's the difference between getting out in 9 months and getting out in 20 months. And if you ask somebody, are you willing to spend another 10, 11 months just absolutely grinding? Or do you want to be done? The answer is usually they just want to be done. They want to get to that finish line as quick as they can. In that case, they'll temporarily pause their 401k. That answer to the question changes everything. And it puts the whole thing in perspective. Because if we're aggressively trying to get out of debt, whether it's student loans, credit cards, cars, retail cards, whatever it is, that process sucks. Somebody recently asked me if I could share my story about getting out of debt on the podcast. I feel like I have, but as I thought about it, on the first or second episode, I did share some, but I didn't really go in depth and I thought, okay, maybe I'll share that story on a future episode. But the process sucks. If you really want out, and you want out fast, you don't want to like slowly stroll your way out, the process actually really sucks. But the good side to that is it's a very temporary process. And the harder you go, the shorter the process is, and the sooner you get to get back to living the life that you want to, magnified in a positive way. So that's kind of the process that I think about when asking myself the question, or when other people ask me, Travis, should we stop contributing to our 401k while we're paying off debt? First, we have to decide how important is it to pay off debt and ask ourselves if we're willing to really go hard at it. If we're not, don't stop your contributions. Then we need to figure out what our matching policy is at work to understand how much free money we're getting and what it costs us to receive the free money. Then determine how long it's going to take us to get out of debt without contributing to a 401k and when we contribute to a 401k up to the match. Once we can answer those three questions, that's when we can really look at the scenarios that we have in front of us and make a really good decision. And as a reminder, there is no right or wrong here. There isn't. There's mathematical right and wrong, but we don't do things based solely on math. That's not how we should operate. That's why it's called meaning over money. It's not math over life. The meaning matters, and we need to live a quality life, and we need to figure out what that looks like. And I think each of us need to make our own decisions. Hopefully this episode gives you some tools to think about as you're contemplating your own decisions. And I'll remind you, these are very important decisions. They are so important. And I promise people three things. Number one, it's really simple. Getting out of debt is really simple. When we decide we're going to do it and we have the intentionality, we put the plan in place and we execute the plan, it's really simple. It's actually one of the simplest things we'll do. We budget intentionally. We find as much margin as we can in our budget. And anything extra, we just put at the debt. It's quite simple. But number two, it's really hard. It's really hard to do it. It's a simple concept. It's hard to do it because it sucks. I don't even want to sugarcoat it. It does suck. And so it's a difficult process to do, because there's things we want and the life that we wish we were living and frustrations and guilt and regret. Those things all seep in as we're in the process. But then number three, it's worth it way more than you could ever imagine. That I promise you. When you get to the other side and you don't have to worry about that crap anymore, and you have all this extra money every month that you get to do what you really want to do with it. Not what I want you to do with it, but what you want to do with it. That matters. We get to lean into our values. We get to invest in the things that are important to us. We get to live that meaningful life, and that debt never again has to weigh us down. To me, that's the win. That's all I have for today. If you'd like to reach us outside of the podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on our Facebook group. There's a link in the show notes. Come introduce yourself. Say hi. You can find us on Instagram. You can find me, Travis Shelton, on Instagram. You can find our YouTube channel. And of course, you can find Meaning Over Money, which is our financial course for young adults, where we teach young adults how to live for the meaning and not for the money. And that's at meaningover.money. And if you decide to buy a course, please do not pay full price. As our way of saying thank you for listening, you can get 25% off by using the promo code podcast25. Podcast 25. But if you're not into that idea and you're not interested, that's okay. We're just glad that you're here, and we hope this podcast continues to add value to your journey. Take care, guys.